Who the hell's he trying to kill?
Par ceux dans les guillemets ou Paris, je m'en fous, mais grouillez-vous. Ben oui, bien sûr, on ne fait que ça.
Reinforcements, sir.
Why don't you cut out the clowning, huh?
Me, sir? What have I done?
Don't ever let me see you doing a victory roll over my airfield again.
Oh, I thought it would buck up the civilians.
Oh, for God's sake, Jamie, give your brain a chance.
Immediately.
Yes, sir. So anyway, he hit me and made me nosebleed.
Corporal, I don't mean with your blood.
I gave him a couple of socks.
And rearm them.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Harvey. Where's Jumbo?
Posted missing last night.
You acting CO?
Oh, yeah. Of what? 5 serviceable aircraft, no spares, no contact.
First we knew the bastard had overrun us was when we tried to land.
Oui, oui, je vous entends très bien. Quoi? Vous êtes sûr? Ils sont à Sedan?
For the benefit of the uneducated among us, I shall translate.
D'Artagnan can't believe the sedan's fallen. I can.
It's no use. They'll be here in half an hour. We must leave immediately.
Yes, let's get the hell out of it.
Where to, sir?
Why don't you follow me and find out? Come on, idiots.
At view. Unless they've got there before us.
Get that buzzard out of here. We'll go with what we've got. All right, forget your kit. Let's move.
Wait, Bob.
Get all the transport you can and try and get the men out of here.
All NCOs, report to me immediately.
To do with the lame ducks?
Yes, sir.
Talk so wide.
Thank you.
to the Permanent Secretary of State for Air. Sir, I have the honor to refer to the very serious calls which have recently been made upon Fighter Command in an attempt to stem the German invasion of the continent. I hope and believe that our armies may yet be victorious in France and Belgium, but we have to face the possibility that they may be defeated. In this case, I presume that there is no one who will deny that England should fight on, even though the remainder of the continent of Europe is dominated by the Germans. I must therefore request that not one more fighter be sent across the Channel. If the home defense is drained away in desperate attempts to remedy the situation in France, defeat in France will involve the final, complete, and irremediable defeat of this country. I have the honor to be, sir, your obedient servant, H.C.T. Dowding.
Air Chief Marshal Dowding, sir.
I do realize, Dowding, the position this puts us in.
I realize that the French have been promised these squadrons.
By Churchill, personally. They've given the French Prime Minister his word. You do appreciate, Dowding, that Churchill will have to see this.
That's why I wrote it.
BBC Home Service. Here is the news. In the House of Commons this afternoon, the Prime Minister, Mr. Churchill, said, "What General Vagar called the Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin."
Herr General Mills. In Ordnung. Alles ist fertig, Herr General. Es kann losgehen.
Bitte, meine Herren, dann
Stop.
mir noch einen einzigen Bomber ansehen muss, dann kann ich Sie niemals zum Feldmarschall vorschlagen, Kesselring.
Bitte, darf ich die Inspektion beenden?
Selbstverständlich.
Herr General. Eine angenehme Rückreise.
Nicht nur vor der Vorsehung bestimmten Feinde. Sie haben es ja selber gehört, Herr Schalik.
Diesmal hat er Unrecht. Sie sind doch völlig fertig. Erledigt. Eine derartige Chance haben wir nie wieder. Völliger Unsinn.
Unsinn nennen Sie das, das ist die reinste Katastrophe.
Herr Baron von Richter, der Führer wird Sie jetzt sprechen.
Back in Switzerland so soon.
I came straight from Berlin an hour ago.
The ambassador will see you now, sir.
Thank you. Excuse me, please.
Sir David, I'm again instructed to emphasize that the Führer wishes to avoid further bloodshed. England is not our natural enemy, and he offers guarantees for the British Empire, if you give Germany a free hand in Europe. Goering and his Luftwaffe would like to flatten London as a prelude to invasion.
It's two lumps you take, isn't it?
What's left of your army abandoned its weapons at Dunkirk. You're defenseless and just playing for time. We know the moves you're making in Washington, and we know the Americans won't be drawn in. Their embassy in London gives you 2 weeks.
So what's stopping you?
Look, David, the Führer is being very reasonable. He offers guarantees.
Experience shows the Führer's guarantees guarantee nothing.
What about Churchill? After our last appeal, what do we hear? We will fight them on the beaches. With what?
Winston gets carried away sometimes.
With liquid courage. So they tell me.
Clearly, you don't know him.
David, we are not asking for anything. Europe is ours. We can walk into Britain whenever we like.
You think we're going to gamble on Herr Hitler's guarantees? You're making a grave mistake. All those years in England seem to have left you none the wiser. We're not easily frightened. And also we know how hard it is for an army to cross the channel. Last little corporal to try came a cropper. So don't threaten or dictate to us until you're marching up Whitehall. And even then we won't listen.
Herr Hitler.
It's unforgivable. I lost my temper. The maddening thing is that he's right. I'm not ready. We're on our own. We've been playing for time. And it's running out.
Names again, Arnold.
I spent half a week settling her and the kids in the country, and now I'm bored, she says.
One of your elite trying to land without wheels.
Thank you.
whoops-a-daisy. It's enough to make you weep. Welcome home, sir. Undercarriage lever a bit sticky, was he, sir?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, it was.
Well, I wouldn't tell the CO that, sir. Not if I were you.
Can teach monkeys to fly better than that.
I'm terribly sorry about that, sir. It won't happen again. I
keep your jacket on, boy. How many hours have you done in Spitz, Simon?
On Spitz, sir? 10 and a half.
We'll make it 11 before Jerry has you for breakfast.
Bring chicken to Shite Hawk in one easy lesson.
This is Rabbit Leader. Are you receiving me?
Hello, Rabbit Leader. Red 3 answering. Receiving you loud and clear.
Right. I'll try and get on your tail, and I want you to take evasive action. Understood?
Hello, Rabbit Leader. Red 3 answering. Understood. I thought you might come in from the sun.
Don't think. Don't just glance. Look, search for the bastards. And never fly in a straight line or you're a dead duck.
Sir.
Now let's try it again.
Or in other words, beware of the Hun in the sun, who, for reasons best known to himself, has confined his recent attacks to our channel convoys. However, this won't last forever. But it has given us a chance to pull ourselves together and to train people like you. Now, as fighter controllers, you'll be joining an organization which, thank the good Lord, was not rushed up hastily yesterday. It'll be a pain in the neck to the enemy when he comes. It's the joker up our sleeves. Now, the RDF chain shows us where they are. The information is passed to group. Group scrambles the necessary squadrons. And you, at sector level, guide our chaps to the interception. It's been tried and tested. It works. So don't blame the system if you're no good. Now, clearly 11 group here will bear the brunt of the battle, as those of you who are posted there will find out to your discomfort. 12 group is our second line of defense and covers the industrial Midlands in the north, 13 group, Scotland in the northeast, and 10 group, the west of England. More than half of fighter command squadrons are stationed here at 11 group, near the coast where we expect the invasion, and also able to protect London, which is as far as the bombers can get with fighter escort. But I think we can leave strategy to those with egg on their hats.
Charlie! Stay with that!
Bitte, meine Herren, Generalinspektor ist eben angekommen.
Du weißt ja was.
Hier. Danke, mein Lieber. Ah, mein lieber Föhn, alles bestens.
Danke, General.
Herr Falke?
Danke, General. Darf ich vorstellen, Herr General? Mein Bruder Hans.
Wohl noch ein Fliegerass, wie?
Wenn ich so bald versuchen dürfte, Herr General.
Herr General?
Das haben wir uns geborgt.
Dover?
Dover. Diese Antennen, sind das die Funkmessgeräte?
Ja, Englands große Geheimwaffe.
Die wir in Dünkirchen geschnappt haben.
Unsere Stukas werden damit fertig werden.
Verzeihung, Herr General, aber warum? Wenn die drüben wissen, wann wir kommen, umso besser. Das wollen wir ja gerade.
Die Piloten sind guten Mutes, Herr General.
Ich habe Augen im Kopf, Osterkamp. Ich wollte damit nur andeuten, Herr General, wir sollten nicht allzu lange warten.
Das kann schneller passieren, als Sie glauben. Bitte, meine Herren.
Kommen Sie, Falke. Danke, Herr General.
This delay is an incredible piece of luck. I mean, they roll up front and then stop. They could have come right on. You know, our latest intelligence is that Herr Hitler is sightseeing in France.
There's rather pleasant weather.
Oh, I mean it. He's on holiday.
I'm not complaining, Minister.
No. Seriously, Daddy. The morale factor is vital. I saw Beaverbrook on Monday. Now, he's going to be able to deliver as many as 100 fighters a week. Well, after seeing you, I want to be able to go back to the cabinet and tell them that you're as confident as I am. Damn it, man, we've got 650 planes.
They have 2,500 aircraft, haven't they?
They won't all come over at once. And we have radar. Churchill puts great faith in radar.
That's vital. But it won't shoot down aircraft.
I must say, you don't exactly exude a spirit of optimism.
God willing, we will hold out, Minister.
I see. So I tell the Cabinet that you're trusting in radar and praying to God. Is that right?
More accurate the other way around. And trusting in God and praying for radar. But the essential arithmetic is that our young men will have to shoot down their young men at the rate of 4-1. If we're to keep pace at all.
It's the oil pressure, sir. But the gauge is being checked.
All right, Charlie. Carry on.
Thank you, sir.
Never give up, do you, Charlie?
Instrument check, sir.
I hope your new CO believes you. He's going to be one of your headaches now. Oh, they know the orders. Don't tangle unnecessarily, so it's... May I do an engine check, sir, or undercut check, or radio? Any excuse to get at the Jerry's.
Well, at least it shows they're keen.
Yeah, they're a good bunch. God knows what I find in Scotland.
A lot of kids with down on their cheeks.
Yeah, training them to be fighter pilots is a damn sight more dodgy than fighting Germans.
Well, you've got to earn that new stripe somehow.
Well, at least I got 3 days in town.
Give my regards to your wife.
Thanks.
May I have a word, sir?
Good luck. Thanks for the party, sir. Watch out.
Hey, send us back a haggis.
If you want permission for a test flight, the answer is no.
Scotch, please. You with that lot down the road, sir? No.
1 and 6, please.
Thank you. You applied for that post in Scotland?
Darling, I can't.
You can't?
You know I can't.
You mean you don't want to?
Can't. I've got a job.
What have we got? What the hell is this? Is it a marriage or a flaming Air Force committee?
For God's sake, Colin, don't start that all over again.
I knew this would happen. You know I never wanted you to join up. Never.
Colin,
you didn't take a blind bit of notice.
Try to behave as if I were a human being.
You look more like a parade ground suffragette to me.
I've just not got out to wave a wet hanky on Sooty Station.
Oh, for God's sake, who's asking you to? We'll be in Scotland together. Oh, I never could stand marching women. You couldn't care less, could you?
I cared enough to come here, 50 miles.
I didn't measure it.
I did. I even booked a room. Three days. Could be marvelous.
Are you going to apply for that posting or not?
Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, turn, pound, right, turn. Order, bounds. Now wait for it. Squad, dismiss.
Come on, Albert, you're not dead yet.
It's his turn.
Don't be lucky.
12 points, please, Fred. That's all right. One for the Sarge. Let him get his own.
No, sir, it's not Charlie. Some hurricane out of juice, very likely.
Right. Well, call me directly you hear anything. Well, somebody must have spotted him. He can't just disappear. All right, I'll hang on.
Sir, it's Air Vice Marshal Park.
That's all we need now. Jamie, hang on to this.
Good afternoon, sir.
Tell your men to relax.
How are they making out, Canfield?
Half the squadron are new pilots, sir.
That's why you were sent here, to lick them into shape. They get less warning here than any other station, so they must learn to get up from standby in 2 minutes flat if they're to intercept the enemy.
Hello, dispersal. Right.
Stand down, A-flight.
Yours?
Yes, sir. The chaps boil her.
All right, Canfield, what's up? You have a pilot mission.
Yes, sir.
Over the channel. Is he much overdue?
Over 2 hours, sir.
I thought I'd made it clear we're too near the enemy for pilots to go swanning around on their own. We can't afford to lose them this way. What's the excuse this time? Undercarriage check?
Instruments, sir. Yes,
well, we've all done it, but that's no excuse. What's his name?
Pilot Officer Lambert.
Erhard! Bart!
Sofort, Herr Major!
Warum? Tu mir den Gefallen, nicht erst fragen.
Das sind die Tagesmeldungen für die Luftflotte 2. Wir müssen heute noch weg.
Naja, wenn es denn sein muss. Ich weiß doch. Du hast den Eden gerade gefunden.
Das geht dich gar nichts an. Beeil dich lieber, denn mein Abendessen wird nicht auf dich warten. In genau 5 Minuten fahren wir nach Bologna, klar?
Kümmere dich ein bisschen um Major
Föhn. Guten Abend, Herr Major. Darf ich vorgehen?
Selbstverständlich, mein Junge. Auf geht's.
Aber lass ihn auf keinen Fall in den Weinkeller.
Wie kann man an der Speedfire wegsteigen, Herr Major?
Am besten in einer flachen Kurve.
Aber entschuldigen Sie, Herr Major, mein Bruder sagt, dass eine Spitfire 109 Grad wickeln kann.
Wer erst einmal in England sind, soll er sich eine Speedfire nehmen und mir das in meiner 109 beweisen.
Gemacht. Aber vergiss deine Schwimmweste nicht. Ich sagte dir doch, du solltest dich um unseren hohen Gast kümmern, Hans. Aber ich doch nicht, der Fänger.
Herr Major Pöhl scheint von dem Schuss nicht viel zu halten.
Wenn du deinen Jungs beibringst, wird es besser zu schießen, hätte ich mal
gehört. Ich habe es vor. Sie möchten nach Wissern kommen.
Was jetzt, Daddy?
Sofort. Major Föhn auch.
Ich weiß, weshalb wir nach Wissant kommen sollen.
Jetzt geht's los.
Meine Herren, Adlertag. Die totale Vernichtung der Royal Air Force auf dem Boden. Nullzeit für den Start, 7.15 Uhr. Unsere heutigen Ziele in Südengland sind folgende Fliegerhorste. Manston, Biggin, Kenley.
Dover, Rockage. Es ist unsere Aufgabe, die RAF auf dem Boden zu vernichten.
Da bleibt ja wenig für uns übrig.
Keine Sorge, meine Herren. Alles werden unsere Blechkutscher nicht zerstören können. Es werden schon noch einige Spitfire übrig bleiben. Sogar für Sie, Bruno.
Also, Herrschaften, Maximalhöhe anfliegen und davon guten Gebrauch machen. Und versucht bitte nicht im Kanal zu landen. Sondern Augen auf und auf die Benzinuhr achten. Wir haben höchstens 30 Minuten Kampfzeit drüben. Also los, Jungs.
Hostile 2-3.
Morning, all.
Bearing 186, range 30 miles, 20 plus.
Height 6,000. Yes, Dan Moore, I confirm. No IFF.
Hostile 2-9, now 30 plus.
Yes, Dan Moore, I confirm.
Recheck IFF, please, Fentmore.
Sorry to call you in, sir, but something's building.
Yeah, thank you, sir. 2-8 now, 40 plus.
Convoys?
None due through until tonight, sir.
Hostile 3-1, 40+1-6.
Better bring more squadrons to standby.
Right, sir. Get me a big in the hill.
Reconfirm, hostile 2-3.
Hostile 2-3, 180. Getting interference again, sir.
Not now, Corporal, not now.
That's better. 5 miles. I'm afraid the raid is entering my ground race, Stanmore.
Hostile 2-1. That was Stanmore, sir. Ventnor radar out of action. Who's covering Dover?
54 squadron, sir. Six squadrons airborne, sir.
Too slow. Some of them took 6 and 7 minutes. They'll have to do it in 2.
Roger, here we go. Attacking now. Yellow section, keep your eyes peeled for the escort.
Shooting rats in a barrel.
You'll be in a barrel if you don't watch out for the fighters.
Dover's out of action. Our plots are drying up.
Then we're blind.
So now we've only got the observer corps. This is only the beginning. They won't stop now.
Ankles.
Gonna make it 100 plus.
Hello? Hello? Ankles, 100 plus.
Yes, Santa. Still going north. Height?
12,000.
Dispersal?
Two sections, Strambo! Gentlemen!
Out. Right.
The cooks don't come on till six, huh?
Well, you've got some defaulters. Put them on to it.
Come on, you lot! Move! You'll be in there fast enough anyway, will you? Have the double!
Oh, my God.
Section Officer Harvey!
Officer Harvey, I've noticed some of your girls are now using the men's trenches during air raid practice. It's got to stop.
Sir.
And another thing, gas mask cases. They're for gas masks. They're not handbags. I do realize, of course, that female requirements differ somewhat from the male. Nevertheless, that's no excuse to...
God's teeth! Take care!
Terry's going for.
All our airfields, unfortunately.
It's a squadron scramble, sir.
Don't be wet. Get me the duty controller.
Well, they just come down. We're still refueling. Help control.
Don't just stand there and get one up! Overjudging! Move the thousands away! Rest of you men, in the trenches!
Thank you.
Talk about a hairy takeoff. I saw Jimmy buy it. Did Archie get up?
Oh, I'm with you, old boy, but I've left my stomach behind.
Ah, shut up, will you? Rabbit leader to cowslip control, do you read me? Over. For Christ's sake, cowslip, wake up, will you? Rabbit squadron airborne. Close up, Red 2. Stick to me like glue, Simon.
Rabbit leader, sorry about that. This is cowslip.
Long time to weather go.
Bandits now 20 miles east of you, heading southeast, vector 120, and make angels 20.
We'll go, cowslip. Rabbit's turning port. Now.
Down now, Corporal.
Jones, Whitman, clear up that mess, then you can take 5 minutes.
Yes.
43, stand down.
111 released. 501 are down at Tangbear. They couldn't get in at Biggin.
Well, a few more days like this, and we won't be able to get them down anywhere.
I suppose we can always pull them all back north of the Thames, out of range.
That is precisely what they want us to do.
Home service. Here is the 9 o'clock news. Large formations of enemy aircraft today attacked targets in southern England. But the enemy's aerial armada came in for heavy punishment. Over 47 German planes were destroyed for the loss of only 15 of our own aircraft. 6 of these pilots were saved. Several RAF aerodromes were also attacked, and some casualties were sustained, but they were light.
Good. Sehr gut.
Wetter ist beständig. Wir haben eine stabile Hochdrucklage und wir werden sie ausnutzen.
Der Beweis, meine Herren. Wir zerstören genauso viele Maschinen auf dem Boden wie in der Luft.
Danke, Schmidt. Auf den Schreibtisch, bitte.
Reichsmarschall Göring wird sich bestimmt für meinen Bericht interessieren. Bis heute sind fast 300 Maschinen zerstört. Etwa die Hälfte der gesamten englischen Jagdflotte, meine Herren.
Der Oberst kann melden, was ihm Spaß macht. Tatsache ist, dass unsere Bomber nach wie vor weiter angegriffen werden.
Weil die Engländer jetzt ihre Reserven einsetzen.
Ab morgen werden wir die Einsätze gegen diese Flugfelder hier verstärken. Und die 5. Luftflotte wird aus Norwegen den Norden und den Nordosten angreifen.
Aber das ist doch außerhalb der Reichweite unserer eigenen Jagdflieger, Herr Generaloberst.
Sowie der Reichweite der englischen Jagdgeschwader. Nicht einmal eine Spitfire kann gleichzeitig im Süden und im Norden sein.
Wie weit haben wir noch bis zum Ziel? Alles auf Gefechtsstation. Tomate 1 an alle. Tomate 1 an alle. Noch 10 Minuten bis Ziel. Alles auf Gefechtsstation. Noch 10 Minuten bis Ziel. Ende.
Versuch doch mal das Spitfeuer!
Help yourself, everybody. There's no fighter escort. Well done, everybody.
second burst.
Starboard engine. Really great flamer.
Any identification marks?
Yellow stripes on the wings.
A wing leader. See it go down?
Did I? Yeah, plonk.
Well, Graham and Jocko can tell me your story. That's three of you who got him.
Eight?
A third of a kill, that is. A third.
Sir.
Well, any joy?
A Heinkel. Anyone see my goalie? Didn't know you were with us.
Right, thank you, sir.
Well done, Peter.
Only a third of a one, sir.
Oh, that's better than nothing. I used to blast away and never hit a sausage. One thing, though.
What's that, sir?
It takes us 2 years to train people like you. Suppose your controls had been damaged, What would have happened to that idiotic victory roll of yours? You'd have been spread all over the damn field like strawberry jam. Never again, clear?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Bob. Something to make stuffy today.
Oh, the old man's just gone down to the ops room with Satter.
Final figures of Northern raids. 23 without loss.
Jolly good. That's right.
Right.
We're getting 6 volunteer pilots from Coastal Command and from the Fleet Air Arm, sir. 5 from each of the ferry battle squadrons and 3 from Army Cooperation.
It's 30, is it? Not enough, Ethel. We lost that many yesterday.
And the air staff hesitate to weaken the light bombers in case of invasion, sir.
We need pilots now.
What about the foreign squadrons under training, sir?
Czechs, Poles.
Yes, I know your feelings about the language difficulties.
They don't understand a word that's said to them over the air. They're a menace to themselves and us.
I'll try and cut some more corners off the training program.
Pilots are doing well. The enemy are losing at the rate of 2-1. Then he can afford to, can't he? Never sends more than half his bombers at one time. Must find more pilots or lose.
Begin. This is Ops B. Check 501 back to readiness.
Plus
3.
Thank
you, sir. 2-8
now.
Plus 5-3. I think I'll see this, sir.
Check 501 back readiness.
What's 501?
Air raid warning.
Sector 3 red.
Starboard. Yellow, you take the port.
Yellow, 1 will tow. Tally-ho, yellow.
And the lot of you, keep your eyes open for their escort. Roger, Red 3, I see him. Rabbit, break, right, and climb.
any of you Jewish talk English?
Corporal! Ah! Where are you taking those vultures?
Officers to the west, NCO to the guard room, sir.
Like hell you are, they're responsible for all that. Get them to clear it up!
But what about the officers, sir?
Give them a bloody shovel.
Come on, get them in.
Skipper hates Jerry's.
You'll hate me if you don't get that gun repaired. Then wrap up this little lot.
Only 8 for the morning. Gotta do better than that flight.
Well, 5 are write-offs. 1 has another car gone and 2 are missing, sir. Mr. Anthony and Sergeant Moore. Mm-hmm. And these 2 are 100-hour checks. They've been at it for 48 hours solid, sir.
I know. Where the hell have you been?
Learning to swim.
Do your best, Blight.
Roger.
You get one?
All I got was a bellyful of English Channel.
When are you going to learn?
I didn't know they were there.
Never fly straight and level for more than 30 seconds in the combat area. How many times have I told you? Come on, I'll give you a lift.
I'd rather walk, sir.
Cut out the sir. You called your wife? All right, boy. Get in.
Five times a day, and every time we come down, more potholes. And then more potholes until we can't bloody well get in at all.
We'll get this place operational again.
You won't. Not until someone decides to protect it while we're up. And what flaming genius thought of sending us to that dump of a flying club?
Don't blame me. Direct orders from the group. Park himself. It's not a bad little field.
I've seen it. Damp tent and a nasty little shack full of dead flies.
Well, at least you won't have the jellies visiting you.
I don't blame them. How much longer, Ops? The engine's overheating and so am I. We either stand down or blow up. Which do you want?
Protecting my airfields while we're up.
They have been told, sir.
Tell them again.
93 leader, this is Turkey Control, Vector 192. I have some trade for you over Maidstone.
Turkey Control, Pine Tree leader, Roger 190.
Pine Tree, this is Turkey. 20 plus bandits at Angels 20 heading west.
Roger, Turkey Control.
Idealer links, 1000 Meter tiefer.
Victor erkannt. Ich breche nach links ab zum Angriff.
Idealer
your tail, Jamie.
Aircraft approaching, sir. Coming straight for us.
Michaels, 20 plus.
24.
About 8,000 feet.
Now at 5.
I'm taking cover.
Can I have everybody?
File 16. 40 plus. Now at 10. 4, 5, 3.
Damn well never have happened. Where the hell is 12 Group?
They were requested, sir.
Well, they're nowhere in sight. Find out what the devil they think they're playing at.
My number two, and the CO.
We saw Canfield go down.
He blew up. Just blew up.
Bad as we thought, sir?
Worse.
Kenley and Biggin are in shambles again, and the rest is not much better. God knows how many aircraft we'll have in the morning. All because 12 Group didn't do their stuff. Lee Mallory and his so-called big wings. Might as well stay on the ground for all the use they are.
We were up, sir, trying to knock out the enemy en masse. But it takes time to assemble 40 or 50 aircraft at 15,000 feet.
It takes far too long. By the time your big wing is up, the enemy have hit their targets and are on their way home.
All that matters is to shoot them down in large numbers. I'd rather destroy 50 after they've hit their targets than 10 before.
Don't forget, the targets are my airfields, Lee Mallory. And you're not getting 50, you're not even getting 10.
Gentlemen, you're missing the essential truth. We're short of 200 pilots. Those we have are tired, strained, and all overdue for relief. We're fighting for survival. Losing. We don't need a big wing or a small wing. We need pilots. And a miracle. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, sir.
Good night, sir.
And now, over to the Savoy Hotel, London, for dance music until midnight with Carol Gibbons and his Savoy Hotel Orpheus.
Damn sight better out of uniform.
Hardly remember you out of yours.
And whose fault's that?
Oh, for God's sake, not again.
Look, damn it, my squadron's come south. You just apply for that posting.
Colin, no!
All right, agreed. Taboo subject tonight.
laughs.
You really think we're solemnly going to get into these ridiculous garments? Not at this stage, surely.
I'm shy.
Oh, Maggie, come on.
It's just... I am shy. Honestly.
Put out the light.
No, Colin. No, it's not just bed. It's us. It's you. And me.
Vor 9 Minuten über Ziel sein müssen.
Der Wind hat gedreht.
Wo sind wir jetzt? Wo ist London?
Weit hinten im Südwesten.
Gut, dann Bomben los und nichts wie nach Hause.
I will put in for that posting. Promise.
It's the bombs! Bombing London!
Angriffe auf London sind strengstens verboten. Diesen Befehl kennen Sie genauso gut wie ich, Major Brandt. Derartige Angriffe dürfen nur auf ausdrücklichsten Befehl des Führers geflogen werden. Tut mir leid, meine Herren. Aber die ganze Angelegenheit ist jetzt völlig außerhalb meiner Kompetenz. Auf Befehl von Reichsmarschall Göring haben Sie sich beide umgehend zur Vernehmung in Berlin zu melden. Danke. Oberleutnant Freudl, bitte folgen Sie mir.
Warten, mein Worte. Haben die denn hier noch nie was von Verdunklung gehört? Aber Bro, du weißt doch, was Göring gesagt hat. Sollte jemals auch nur eine einzige Bombe auf Berlin fallen, dann heiße ich Meier.
Sie haben sich morgen früh punkt 9 Uhr bei Oberst Schröder zu melden. Der Wagen wird Sie jetzt ins Quartier fahren, wo Sie bis morgen früh bleiben werden.
Oh.
da heißen wir Meier.
Gestern Nacht haben die Engländer Bomben auf Berlin geworfen. So sei es. Dieses Spiel können auch zwei spielen. Und wenn die britische Luftwaffe 2 oder 3 oder 4.000 Kilogramm Bomben wirft, dann werfen wir in einer Nacht 150, 180, 230, 350 oder 400.000 Kilogramm. Und wenn Sie dann sagen, Sie werden deutsche Städte in großem Ausmaß angreifen, dann werden wir Ihre Städte ausradieren. Es wird die Stunde kommen, da einer von uns beiden bricht. Und das wird nicht das nationalistische Deutschland sein. Engländer sind verwundert. Sie fragen immer wieder, warum kommt er denn nicht? Nur Geduld. Geduld. Er kommt. Er kommt!
Danke. Noch was erkannt? Alles bestens?
Jawohl, Herr Reichsmarschall.
Dann kannst du losgehen. Kommen Sie, Kesselring.
Jawohl, Herr
Reichsmarschall. 70.000 Männer offen! Antreten! Ich lasse euch alle über den Kanal schwimmen! Marsch auf!
Rabbit leader, Vector 160, Bandits 100 plus, Angels 15.
Bandits 100 plus, over.
Rabbit to Arrow, I can't see them.
But they must be there.
Well, come up and look for yourself, then. Nothing, I repeat, nothing.
Group, please.
Yes, walking pistol up.
Everything we've got and get them moving. They've caught us this time.
They're turning northwest. It looks like London.
It's London, all right. And we've got everything up covering airfields.
Wo ist die Royal Air Force?
As far as I can get, lad. No, you don't.
What do you mean?
There's a £1,000 down there and it's not gone off. I'll be looking for somebody. They're all down there at the church hall.
They've got the Rosencrantz.
we've got the Rosenkranz.
He'll have to drink at the Red Lion there, won't he?
If they'll have him.
Bloody stupid. Can you get us? Spend half a leaf seeing you all safe in the country and you bring her back to all this.
Sorry, it's just we missed everyone.
You're all going back.
Dad, have you finished it? Have you got it?
There's a family trapped in Shaw Street. Can we have some more volunteers?
I'll be back now. More from the back.
See you in a minute.
Only officers flying Spitfires. You're not a fighter pilot. What about your top button? Anybody can do that.
T5, what's that?
Training squadron, sir. At the poles.
Get them out of it. Get them down.
Black Hawk leader, vector 230 and return to base immediately. Over.
Black Hawk leader, received and understood. Out. Black Hawk leader to A flight. Turn to port and steer 230.
Niemcy! Niemcy! Na dole! Nie widzę ich! Gdzie? Na dole! Na prawo! Idę na nich! Widzę ich!
Stop that Polish chatter and steer 230.
Repeat, please.
I say again, 230.
Repeat, please.
For crying out loud, 230.
Repeat, please.
Now just shut up, that lot of you, and follow me. Unless you're blind as well as...
Oh, God, Struth.
Silence in Polish!
Circus.
Po pierwsze, lotnictwo brytyjskie nie jest latającym cyrkiem.
Two, strict RT procedure will be observed at all times.
Po drugie, procedura radiowa będzie ściśle przestrzegana przez cały czas.
And it is never, repeat, never to be used.
I nigdy, powtarzam, nigdy nie będzie używana.
For private Polish chit-chat.
Na prywatne polskie rozmówki.
Finally, and God alone knows why, I've received the following signal. Congratulations, as of today, this squadron is operational. Signed, Keith Park, Air Vice Marshal, AOC 11 Group.
I was wrong about the Poles.
We also have the second Polish squadron, sir.
I thought you'd mention that. All right. Make them operational.
And the Canadians?
And the Czechs. We need them all.
Looks like London again, sir.
Yes.
And there's nothing we can do about it. But if Goering should concentrate on London by day, it's another matter.
If it means he leaves my airfields alone, I shan't complain. Even a few days would give me the chance to get back to full strength.
You'll have farther to come.
And to go back. We'll have more time to intercept.
What's more important, Park, is fighters have only fuel enough. 10 minutes over London, its bombers will lose much of their protection, and for the first time, they'll all come within the range of 12 Group. Perhaps now, at last, we shall see what Lee Mallory's big wings are made of. Turning on London could be the Germans' biggest blunder.
By the leader, this is Top Hat Control. Bandits now 20 miles east of you, heading southeast. Vector 120. Make Angels 2-0.
Roger, Top Hat.
Foxtrot leader, this is Tango Control.
Foxtrot leader, pass your message.
I have some trade for you, building up over Greenay.
Roger, Tango.
Spider leader, Top Hat Control. Your customers appear to be splitting up. Main force heading for London will be your target.
Sector 090.
Roger, cap.
Batman Control, climb to Angels 19.
Roger, Batman.
Thank you, Ken Lane. This should give them something to think about.
Starlight Control to Dogtail. Keep an eye out for a friendly wing joining you on your port side.
Roger, Starlight. I see him. Bloody marvelous.
Foxtrot Leader, Tango Control. Bandits now probably slightly below you.
Roger, Tango, I've got them. Turning starboard now.
Watch out for 109's about.
Roger, Fairfield Leader. Going up now.
Take the left-hand pair, Blue Leader.
Roger.
Everybody else keep tight.
Swarms of the sod.
Foxtrot Leader. Cut that out. Everyone keep quiet.
It's the bloody bombers we want.
Hawks, will you pipe down?
Kalisch es kurz weg.
Hawks! Behind you! Behind!
Paresie! Wyskakuje na spadochronie!
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, my ass. You bosh bastard. Put your hands up. Come on, put them up.
Yes,
go on, blimey, your mitts, mate. Your mitts, put them up there. Go on, go on, get going. Go on, march. I'll give you a good afternoon, mate. Go on, mate.
Thank you.
Commander.
Good.
Behind those units.
Soll das heißen, dass Ihre Verluste kritisch sind?
Wir fliegen Tag und Nacht, Herr Reichsmarschall. Wir haben große Verluste. Unsere Piloten sind übermüdet. Unsere Maschinen müssen gewartet
werden. Zur Sache! Was soll das heißen?
Die Engländer haben ihre Taktik geändert.
Taktik geändert? Inwiefern?
Sie greifen uns jetzt den großen Verbänden an. Wir könnten unsere Verluste erheblich verringern, wenn wir engeren Jagdschutz hätten, Herr Reichsmarschall. Die Jagdflieger sind immer da.
Aber nicht nah genug, um Deckung zu geben, wie?
Der Jäger braucht Bewegungsfreiheit. Sie waren selbst Jagdflieger, Herr Reichsmarschall.
Ich war Jagdflieger. Aber ich war kein Feigling.
Es ist keine Rede von Feigheit, Herr Reichsmarschall.
Aber ich rede davon. Ab sofort werden die Jagdgeschwader im engsten Verbandsflug unsere Bomber begleiten.
Und damit den Vorteil von Geschwindigkeit und Überraschung preisgeben.
Sie werden gehorchen. Ohne den Luftraum zu beherrschen, können wir die Invasion nicht durchführen. Aber bitte, meine Herren, ich muss da hart zu Ihnen sein. Ich bin doch hier, um Ihnen zu helfen. Gibt es irgendetwas, was ich für Sie tun kann? Föhn, Falke.
Jawohl, Herr Reichsmarschall. Geben Sie mir eine Staffel Spitfire.
Falke, zweite Schwader. Links und oben. Geier 1 an alle. Ruhe! Position halten!
Wir drehen erst ein, wenn Sie auf Schussweite heran sind.
Starboard, yellow, you take the port. Roger.
Awfully, old chap.
Herr Reichsmarschall, können Sie...
Ich habe es dem Führer versprochen, den Luftraum freizukämpfen, die RAF zu vernichten. Man wird meinen Befehlen gehorchen.
Here
we are. The miracle of the loaves. We should have moved in here before we were bombed. Ah, Maggie. I'd like you to meet our new assistant controller. Squadron leader Tom Evans. Section Officer Harvey.
How do you do?
Hello. He knows your old man.
How is Colin? Haven't seen him since my little escapade with the burning hurricane.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, there's a call for you. Oh, will you excuse me just a minute?
Yes.
It's round the corner. Hello?
Me.
How on earth did you get through here?
Oh, put it down to right. I said I was no battle axe from the Air Ministry.
Colin, that was very clever.
Any news?
About?
You're posting, you silly idiot. Well, you've applied.
I've been so busy here. It's really not as simple as all that.
Now, look, why the hell not?
Well, to be absolutely honest, I forgot. I know, darling, I'm sorry. Look, Group is here now. I'll go and talk to him right away. All right? Colin? Colin? Colin?
Get through, all right, sir? Yes. Let me give you a piece of advice.
What's that, sir?
Stay single.
Red leader, slightly behind you and on your starboard side.
He got a 109, then ran into trouble, but he's all right. No mistake. I saw him bail out.
Right, Sandy. Corporal Seymour here will detail you to your various watches. I left out the bit about the wolf whistles. You're better at that. The Irks have other things on their minds nowadays, thank goodness. Right! Shun! Right. Lovell? Kennedy T. Silk. Blackstone. Belton.
Wright.
Richmond.
Where's
Colin?
He isn't dead, Maggie. He's going to be all right. They can do wonders nowadays, you know. It's just a question of time, that's all. We'll get you a posting so you can be near him.
Is he badly burned?
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Peter. I want you to take over Red Section.
Who are my numbers 2 and 3, sir?
There are a couple of new lads. They're outside.
Get moving!
Right then.
How many hours on Spitz?
10, sir.
7, sir.
Stick to me like glue and keep your eyes open.
Hornchurch Control, put up 222 and 603 squadrons to intercept hostile 26. Winston would pick on a raid like this to come.
Landed and refueling.
Sightings of a raid coming in. 811-2345. Yes, SB 7, I confirm 811 and 812 are now intercepting.
Yes.
Yes. Is everything up?
A lot, sir.
Reserves?
None.
That's what I have just told the Prime Minister.
I confirm hostile 4-2 moving north.
Request 611-151 squadrons to stand by. Please confirm culture squadrons airborne.
Red 1, much closer, I can hardly see you. Red 2, you must keep up with me. Right, Red Center, here we go. Stick to me like glue. Behind you.
will you?
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the 9 o'clock news, and this is Alvar Liddell reading it. Up till 8 o'clock tonight, 165 German aircraft had been destroyed in big-scale attacks attempted by the enemy today on London and the southeast. We lost 30 fighters, with 10 of the pilots safe. Buckingham Palace has been bombed again, but no one was hurt.
Yes? Yes, one moment. The Air Minister, sir, on the scrambler.
Yes?
Ah, darling, look, our people in Washington are having trouble with the American press. You know, it's about today's figures. German sources there are saying that our claims are wildly exaggerated. Hello? Are you there, darling?
I'm here, Minister.
Well, I mean, can you verify the figures?
I'm not very interested in propaganda. If we're right, they'll give up. If we're wrong, they'll be in London in a week.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Arnold.
Morning, Clyde.
This Basil? Right. Tea's up.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. They're late this morning, Sam.
The bastards are up to something.
Mich nicht nur bitter enttäuscht, sie haben mich verraten.